So next up, we have one last piece of poetry, again, in our artistic forms of expression. It is our honor to invite up to the podium Brother Muzaffar Haider from the United Kingdom in order to put forth some pieces of poetry, again, in ode of the 44th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution, as well as the commemoration of the martyrdoms of Shaheed Haj Qasim Soleimani, Shaheed Abu Mahdi Al-Muhandis and his companions. We invite him up with a salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli.
Brothers and sisters, respected elders, fellow Hazar students and comrades, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Remember. Remember when America imposed the dictator Shah in Iran and Imam Khomeini took a stand saying the Shah must go? They said it can't be done, it can't be so, and yet did you not see how the Shah did go? And when America sent Saddam Hussein to cause us pain, we fought back, some said in vain, to fight the Western powers is insane, and yet you saw that day. After 8 years of war, brave soldiers like Haj Qasim and countless more delivered Iran to victory's shore. And then the enemies tried to flood Iran with drugs. Some said it's too much, it can't be fought. But we saw how Shahid Zindeh and many more fought against the enemies in the drug war and destroyed the despicable drug lords. And remember how the Zionists were fought. They said you can't beat Israel, they are immune, and began to swoon. Did you not see? فَإِنَّ حِزْبُ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. The resistance was growing, signs of strength were showing in Iraq, in Lebanon and Syria too. America was not amused, and they spread the views that Assad was a tyrant who abused, and spread this lie everywhere in the news. And then America created a new crisis, this time in the name of ISIS. And they said, they are too many, they are too great, we can't fight back, it is too late. Remember how Shahid Soleimani and the brave warriors in their ranks, to whom we owe our lives and our thanks, saved us once again from the Zionists' friends. And then the enemies killed Haj Qasim. Remember, overnight the streets were filled, millions thronging across the world, all these hearts belonging to God will go on showing. They will never defeat us, however much they go on bombing. Today, their only hope is to attack us through the economic climate. Through their sheer desperation to make us fall, they manufacture riots. And if anyone has thought, maybe Iran won't be able to fight how it once fought. Maybe we are weaker than we thought. Maybe Imam Khamenei lacks support. Iran is fraught with internal issues. The management has fallen short. And therefore, the revolution is really naught. If this is how you're thinking, and if you're filled with doubts, just because of the enemy's plots and their loud barking shouts, just because of the economic climate, and just because of these manufactured riots, then you need to fix your diet, your media diet. Because that which you are consuming is causing you to assume that which أكثرهم لا تعقلون are assuming. Why are you crying?
Because Justin Trudeau tweeted that 15,000 people in Iran are dying.
Yeah, well, he deleted his tweet and the enemies are just lying. But why are you crying like an Oghab?
But why does Iran impose hijab?
Man, every country has laws about indecent exposure. In Iran, it's based on Islamic composure. And you can see for yourself, even that's barely imposed here. Why are we acting so pathetic? Why do we become apologetic? Like the enemy's propaganda effort injects us with anesthetic. When we're talking the same as the enemies want us to be talking, what path are we really walking? Why do we forget what Imam Khomeini said? We are the children of Muharram. If they threaten us with bloodshed, if the enemies threaten us with hunger, then we are the children of Ramadan. Is this path of struggle not Islam? But still. Why are you crying again?
I can't find even one decent VPN.
Why are you shaking from your head to your feet?
My relatives are gloating against Iran. I just can't take the heat.
Why are you crying like you're gonna expire?
All this is happening, but Sheikh Muzaffar didn't make a backfire.
What's the matter? Calm down. Take a seat.
They're serving chicken again at SOQ. I wanted meat.
It's funny, yes, but this is where we're at. Compare Ansarullah of Yemen to that. Mothers are burying their children who starve to death. Yet they know that this is their test. They know that resistance has a cost. That if we don't resist, our dunya and akhirah will be lost. It is to the camp of the oppressed that we belong. If we thought it was going to be simple, easy and sweet,
we were wrong.
Allah has clarified the right from the wrong. He's promised us victory if we remain strong. How did these doubts and fears invade the hearts? Was it anything but the media's cries, exaggeration topped with lies?
No, but riots did take place. You can't say they didn't take place.
I know that. Thanks for the update. But did you also see the riots and disgruntled masses of another place? Like in the UK, the USA, or the Yellow Vest movement in France? Why is it that when something happens in Iran, the media takes this stance? And while the masses elsewhere could be facing the worst of circumstance, but the media doesn't even glance. Why is it that when something happens in Iran, the media mouthpieces start to dance?
No, but Iran really is in a bad economic state.
Really? Well, about that, there is no debate. My question is, where in the world is there no economic plight? Especially since Ukraine became their new acolyte. Yet why is it that Iran is under the media's sight? So there's an economic crisis in Iran? Nobody in the world values the Tuman? Well, I don't care if in the eyes of others, this has no arzish. This is the only money in the world I can kiss, because it has the face of an Ayatollah that did resist, and a hadith from the Holy Prophet of Islam, who said the majority of the helpers of the Imam alayhi salam will be from the land of Hazrat Salman. So it doesn't matter to me whether I like or dislike Iran, whether I approve of their culture or their food, or if in management they show some ineptitude, if I like or dislike their language, or if some of them seem crude. I don't care if Iran gives me iqama or not, if I have to face all sorts of drama or not, and I don't care if that taxi driver said all that stuff, because it's from among these very street rats that you'll find the diamonds in the rough. Iran can cut my nose off, I will never hate Wilayatul Faqih, and a mountain of treasure will never make the Munafiq see, because this is the only Shia nation of Imam Ali. I still have more I need to say, because it's Shaheed Qasim who taught us the way that the Islamic Republic of Iran is a haram today. All of Jumhuriya Islami Iran is a haram today. If this haram falls, then all the harams will fall. Baytul Muqaddas in Palestine, consumed by the Zionist carnivores. The shrine of Imam Ali in Najaf, his son in Karbala, by the British divided and torn apart. And the shrine of Sayyidah Zainab in Syria, destroyed by war because of the likes of ISIS waiting at the door. And with no Ababil to defend against the Saudi American armies of the field, and no more warriors left to brave the war, there will be no Makkah or Medina anymore. That's what the great Satan ultimately desires, to burn and destroy Islam in the pyres. So don't fall for their propaganda against Iran. Their true target is Islam Islam. When American media talks about hijab or human rights, it's a farce. How can you fall for their snares and be downcast? It's as though we never learned from the past. Yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas. So instead of holding fast, instead of resisting like Hamas, we back down from our stance, instead of remaining steadfast, all because of what the enemies broadcast. We have become consumers. While as servants of the Maker, we ought to have been the makers. We ought to have been the directors and producers. But instead, we became the consumers, filling our bellies with the makers of what's on telly. We ought to have been the makers of music, the dreamers of dreams. But alas, it seems we became nothing but consumers of that which the kuffar create. And while they continue to proliferate, we ask ourselves, why are the youths going astray? Why aren't these riots going away? Why do we have internet issues anyway? I don't know. Let's just go and play. Let's just go and pray. It all goes away. But nay, the fitna of the final age is here to stay, because we can't make the sacrifices we need to make. And we keep consuming the fuming garbage that intoxicates, like sheep that breathe in the toxic fumes of the exhaust pipe of the Muawiyah media machine. It's obscene. Ah. All for that ah. Wham bam, thank you ma'am. Another post on Instagram, post a quote, gain a fan. WhatsApp hologram, Zuckerberg has a plan. It's obscene that we go on depending on that machine and don't even try to build our own, spending night after night just flicking through our phone, allowing the rhythm of Satan's algorithm to seep into our very bones, forgetting Allah knows what we do when we are on our own. We allow the greatest of all great Satans into our homes. Our children inherit our habits absorbed into their chromosomes. Our iman will decay. Our children will go astray. The zuhur will be delayed because we refuse to play the part that we were supposed to play. You think Islamic media? You think boring. You think Disney? I want more. Islamic media? You go on deploring. Hollywood? I want more. Islamic media, that's not worth exploring. And so the fault lies with all of us Muslims today, those who represented Islam as boring, creatively bankrupt from its dawning, and those who make no effort or attempt to help create our own entertainment. We are to blame. So let's not pretend that we don't consume CNN. While we consume Fox News and are deceived by the manipulated views of YouTube manufacturing a false idea of popularity, we go on consuming the BBC. We think we're clever and on the fringe when we binge on documentaries made by the enemies, made by Vice, consuming and consuming on our little device like lab mice that the scientists entice. And when he urges us to soft war, we ignore the leader's advice. We are religious folk who pretend to be pious and then say that Press TV is biased. Our intoxication with Western journalists is borderline obsessional, and with audacity we say Al-Manar is not as professional. We think we're clever by criticizing our very own, and while certainly the flaws exist, it is we who have failed to assist, claiming to be servants of the Mahdi. While we fail to resist, we persist in our ability to coexist. We don't even try to become the creators of a world of justice. We cry about how the world has become bad and how bad it has become, instead of looking in the mirror and asking, what is it that I have done? What have I done to attract the youth? What have I done to clarify the truth? No. Now they're crying about Charlie Hebdo. Seriously, what's hurting Rahbar more though? The existence of this French buffoon, or the fact that we ourselves don't create cartoons? Meanwhile, what do we tell the youth? Gain knowledge for nothing but your career. Beta, be whatever you like. Your choices are clear. Doctor, lawyer, engineer. Therefore, we have no writers, creators, or pioneers. No musicians or artists who can fight the fear. Nor anyone willing to sacrifice from their cashier to wage the jihad to make things clear. Are we raising soldiers for the soft war, or just a generation of slaves who only want more? So don't blame the enemies. No, this is the fault of the Islamic missionaries and the lack of support for the Islamic visionaries. And while we keep saying Imam Zaman, where are you? Imam alayhi salam is saying the same thing too. Where are you? Where are your armies? Where are your studios, the fortresses of Islamic ideologies? Where are your reporters, busy like bees trying to report the latest stories? Where are your actors on stages filming with expertise? Where are your video game designers creating worlds with mountain, seas and trees? We have our economy, we have our philosophy, but where is our media, please? No, we can't even create basic Islamic videos to explain the controversies. Where are the Shaheed Soleimanis who will defend the people from the media's tyrannies? See, Haj Qasim destroyed the Takfiris, but Takfirism still exists. Haj Qasim destroyed the drug lords, but drug addiction still persists. We're fighting America physically, but Satanism still exists. So again, I say, because we can't afford this anymore, where are the Shaheed Soleimanis of the soft war, who will liberate the masses from their brain slavery, who will fight Western hypocrisies and win back the definitions of freedom and security, who will take up the media technologies to fight against racism, prejudice and disparities, who will train teams of trainees, who will grow to become the Ibrahim Hadis and Hujajis to fight against the media hostilities, who will save the women's dignity from the clutches of the fashion industry and the media's indecency, who will fight the cancerous feminist ideology and give back to mankind their manliness and chivalry, who will fight to reclaim the hijacked symbology, like the rainbow usurped by that disgusting army that has totally hijacked every letter of the alphabet from ABCD to LGBT. Where is the Qasim Soleimani who will fight with all his energies, false American superheroes and comic book effigies, create movies which will turn the hearts back to the true heroes of the Euphrates, who will expend the blood flowing through his arteries to save the people from the music and the porn industries, from the breaking apart of their families, from the lives of materialism and luxuries, from the polytheism and pluralities, from the indoctrination of the enemy, who will besiege them philosophically, who will inject the masses with a renewed sense of dignity and resuscitate the people from the comatose dependency upon the Western powers for their own sense of sensitivity. Where are you? Who will fight against Zio-American hegemony? Don't blame the enemies anymore. It's their job to open up Hellfire's door. Instead, look at us and what we have done. We neither raised the media sword nor the media gun. Instead, in our West toxified stupor, we go on consuming more while we have not yet fought the media war. Ya ayyuhan nas, the faction of God is strong and for your help has no need. Antamul fuqara'u ilallah, wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. But if you want to walk the path of the Ahlul Bayt, if you want to establish Imam Mahdi's state, then rise to the challenge before it is too late. Guide us back to the path which is straight. Fight the enemies and what they fabricate. If you want the reward, then confront the enemies and bear the brunt, because Imam Mahdi is waiting for the soldiers of the media front. Raise the video camera, the lighting and the pen, the weapons of the media war used to defend, and say, lights, camera, action, for the sake of Imam Mahdi's faction. And like Haj Qasim, serve this cause with your every breath, and let the enemies threaten us with death. By Allah, there is nothing more glorious. And remember, the avengers of the Shaheed's blood will be victorious.